Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
If you have plans to import plant material or produce, stay tuned to Calling Farmers to find out how to go about it the right way. Our Proverb of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Farmers and other persons wishing to import plant material or produce are required to contact the Plant Quarantine Unit of the Ministry of Agriculture. This unit is responsible for protecting Jamaica's agricultural sector from plant pests and diseases. It is also responsible for approving all import and export permits for agricultural produce. Chief Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspector in the Ministry, Sheila Harvey, tells us more about the process.
All agricultural produce coming into the country must have an import permit and must be accompanied by a phytosanitary certificate from the importing country. This is important because we're all signatories to the International Plant Protection Convention. Each country would look out for each other by ensuring that what you're sending to someone else's country is free from pests and diseases.
Serious implications could occur if the process is not observed.
You can take just one plant or one fruit or vegetable into the country that has pest or disease on it. This pest become established and cause damage to us industry.
Mrs. Harvey now explains the process of applying for and receiving import permits and certification for plant materials.
The process we have here in Jamaica is that you apply for an import permit. You can just go online and you apply to www.moa.gov.jm and you go through a registration process. The person is certified or approved within 2 days and then you can use that facility to apply for your permit. Permit usually takes 2 days. If there is any problem, then we'll get back in touch with the person as to, you know, why we cannot issue a permit.
Permits are not issued for importation in some circumstances.
We don't issue permits for produce coming from countries that we have never traded with or we haven't been trading with. So for those commodities, we would have to conduct what is called a pest risk analysis. And this is doing an assessment to see if there is any pest that can follow the pathway and become established in Jamaica. After that pest risk analysis is done, usually some phytosanitary measure would be taken.
Chief Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspector in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Sheila Harvey. For further information, call the Plant Quarantine Office at 977-0637.
Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling our toll-free line 1-888-991-2752 or vote online at www.cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities.
It's time to vote, time to give the winners recognition. The public sector customer service competition is here.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Wagwan bada morning, can't come good evening.
Translation, what went wrong in the morning cannot be remedied in the evening. And this means it is unwise to spend valuable time worrying about those problems we cannot solve. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjui James Sawyers, wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.